Yo, ladies and gents, what's up? It's your girl, Dane and Simple. Whoop, whoop. I got about 10 minutes to spare for y'all. So, it's Friday, TGIF. Yeah, I really couldn't find a topic today. I really couldn't break into a subject. So, I'm just gonna elaborate and get into finding your calm and your own peace. And I may sound different on every episode. You know, it depends on, you know, how I'm feeling that day, the vibe. So I've been working on me, and it has been a development. It has been a learning experience. I'm trying to break the barriers down of myself instead of being selfish and seeing things just one-sided. That's one of my biggest issues that I've never addressed out loud. And addressing it out loud actually helped me. So, yay! Kudos to me. Pat on the back. I usually would get angry when things wouldn't go my way, and I had to, you know, when you're dating and different people, friends and family really care about you, you know, hearing the truth isn't always an easy pill to swallow. So when they tell you enough, and in due timing when you're ready to hear it and accept it, you're going to make those changes yourself. So I recommend to anyone, don't try to force someone to change. Don't try to just keep throwing it in their face or constantly bringing it up. That's something that they have to realize themselves and come to for themselves. Like I said, people, you grow and change every day. It's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. I'm trying to break something, a bad habit, a terrible habit that I was doing for years. Now, everybody may not believe that you change and that you're going to change. It's not for everybody. That growth is for you. And when I say that growth is beautiful, you guys, whew, oh my gosh. If I could just get rid of this profanity, I'm baby stepping. I don't cuss like a sailor all day. I might, you know, get 10 words in. Usually it used to be 1,000. That's not something I'm bragging on or proud of, but that growth and development and praying and fasting and meditating, y'all, I will get my laptop and turn. No, I won't even use my laptop. I will get my smart TV and I will go to meditation music at night on YouTube, and I will just drift off into the calm. I also have this motivational CD my mom gave me. Oh, and I love that CD. It's a guy. Let me see, because I don't want to lie, y'all. Let me see what the name of this CD is. Living Your Life Stress Free, Pastor George Pearson's. And he always says, one of his mantras is, do not give into the stress. Do not give into it. Cast your burdens onto him. And when I tell y'all, I may be silly, I may be loud, I may be crazy and loopy every now and then, but I'm a lot of things, and calm is actually one of those. And if you ever get to see me in that state, congratulations to you. But I just like listening to him, and I realized I got mad at myself at some point because I never knew how much energy I was wasting being angry. And I had no idea of what I was angry about. And I think it was part of it. I know, I'm not going to say I think. Part of it was I felt like people didn't understand me or get me. And I didn't express it in the right manner. It came out in anger because I had bottled up those emotions for so long. And it's not good to bottle up those things because it can break you, it can damage you, it can hinder a lot of things. And I know it hindered a lot of things in my life, and I'm glad years ago I started the process and transitioned, because the old me, I know a lot of people go, well, the old me wouldn't have did, I would have did, I would have did, now I'm just like, you know what, I will not give in to the stress. So don't give in to the stress from no job, from no friends, from no family, from no finances. You know, you got to protect your emotional. Ooh, I just choked. So sorry. From your emotional, your spiritual, your physical, your financial. You know, just cast those burdens onto him. Don't stress yourself any more than what you need to be. And it's always a mental thing. And also, if you're the strong one, because I know I'm the strong one in a lot of people's lives, it's okay to break. It is okay to have your moment to let tears scream down your face. However you release pain, release it. It will do no good. It will suffocate and kill you if you harvest those emotions. Cast it out and get rid of it, because it's not worth it. At the end of the day, it is just not. It's not worth it. So I find different mantras. I realize how much extra energy I've wasted and would waste getting mad. And I look back now like, ooh, Lord, look how far I have come. Yes, Lord, I did that with the help of you and the people you placed in my life. Because you have placed some angels to where I want to just, I would say whatever came to my mind. I would say things without thinking them through. And sometimes I would deliberately say things on purpose. So whereas now I'm like, you know what? That might be hurtful. You know what? That is completely ignorant. And I could see why someone would call you ignorant for saying that. There's a difference between being silly and ignorant. So I just wanted to leave you all with this, you know, continue growing and developing yourself, your character, your mental, spiritual, physical, emotional, and financial you. Be the best version of you each and every day. And don't complain. You can complain today and it won't do you any good, because you still are going to have tomorrow. And surround yourself with positive people and people who are going to tell you the truth and uphold, not going to uphold you in your bullshit. They may express it in different ways, and I'm working on my bluntness, because child, if I was me telling me something, I'd be ready to fight. So I am working on how to use my words, how to deliver messages. And like I said, it's a different process for different people, different strokes for different folks. And it's been life-changing. It's a breath of fresh air for me. It's a relief. It's a relief for my spirit. I can just cast that burden off of me, because I'm doing a little better than what I was. I'm not who I was yesterday or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And I have accepted that growth. You got to let go and let God sometimes. Let him fill you up and take over. If you don't believe in God, let your spirit manifest, you know, your truth in a positive light. Because positivity can outshine and overcome anything. So this has been your girl, Dane and Simple. Remember to like, share, subscribe on your iPhone. Type in Dane and Simple. You can run it all together on the podcast app. And give me a 5-star rating and subscribe.